Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Paws and Claws, your go-to podcast for all things pets. I'm your host, Jackson Welligan, and today's journey takes us into an intriguing realm of extraordinary pets that defy the conventional. Now, you might be familiar with typical cats and dogs, maybe even a parrot or a goldfish, but did you know that in some corners of the world, people are embracing more unconventional choices for their furry friends? To guide us through this petting zoo of curiosities, we're joined by William from Sweden, who brings us an enthralling tale about a specific incident that forever altered the landscape of exotic pet ownership in his country. Without further ado, let's extend a warm welcome to our guest. Welcome to the show, William.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So let's jump right into it. The story you shared about your grandpa, it's truly one for the books. Can you take us back to the moment in the 1960s?
Absolutely. Picture this. It's in the 60s in Sweden, and my grandpa is running a tobacco shop. A normal day, people coming in and out for their usual tobacco fix, until one day, a mysterious man walks in.
Ah, good day, sir. What kind of tobacco are we interested in today?
Well, sorry, sir, but it's not tobacco that's bring me here today. But I got something special for you.
Something special? Pray, do tell.
I'm here to sell you a monkey.
A monkey? That's quite unexpected. What was your grandpa's immediate reaction?
Well, you know, under normal circumstances, there would be a million questions running through your mind, like, where did this monkey come from? Or why on earth would you need one? But the twist is, my grandpa loved monkeys, and in those times, Pippi Longstocking had a pet monkey, making monkeys seem all cute and innocent.
Pippi Longstocking, a classic reference. Now, your grandpa decides to bring the monkey home? How did that play out?
Hello, sweetheart. It's me. Would it be all right if I brought home a monkey?
A monkey? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. This gentleman came into the shop and he's selling a monkey. I want a monkey.
Well, we sure need another monkey in our house.
Oh no, your grandma probably thought he was joking. Indeed, what a turn of events. Now I'm curious, how did your grandpa's relationship with this monkey evolve over time?
Oh, he adored that monkey. For the first 6 months, he lived in a cage, creating a bit of chaos, screeching, throwing poop, the whole deal. But he loved it more than anything. So, over time, he let it out to roam around their home.
Phew, quite the adventure already. But then the unexpected happens. Can you walk us through that intense moment?
Ah, yes. So, it was a normal evening. He was watching TV until suddenly the monkey bit my grandpa's heel.
Ow! What in the world? He bit me.
You see, macaque monkeys will bite an animal in the heel to prevent it from moving farther. And then they will slice its neck to kill it. My grandpa, having done his research, then covered his neck, and the monkey immediately tried to scratch it.
Ooh, that sounds both terrifying and surreal. Now the chaos escalated, involving the police, a loose monkey, and a neighborhood in shock. What happened next?
Hello, ma'am. Where's the man?
The man? No, it's the monkey. It's in the kitchen.
A monkey? What the fuck?
Exactly. The police arrived expecting to deal with the man, not the monkey. Chaos ensued, and unfortunately, the police ended up shooting the monkey. It was a different time, and handling exotic animals wasn't as nuanced as it is today.
A dramatic turn of events indeed. And from this incident, a law was born. Monkeys and other exotic animals were banned as pets in Sweden. How did your family handle the aftermath?
Well, my grandpa, despite the chaos, became a bit of a media sensation. He was even quoted saying he wanted to get a gorilla next. The whole story made its way into the news, and soon after, the law was passed. No more monkeys at Spetsens Fiden.
What an incredible story. Now looking back, what do you think the main takeaway from this whole saga is?
It's a lesson in consulting your family before making an impulsive decisions, especially when it comes to bringing home exotic pets. And, of course, the impact of one's family's unusual experience leading to a change in the law for an entire country.
Wise words indeed. Thank you so much, William, for sharing this unbelievable story with us today. It has been a pleasure having you on the show.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
Now for the second segment of our show, let's turn our attention to another very special guest. Someone who can not only provide us with a different view to the story, but someone who's also notoriously enigmatic. Today, for an exclusive interview, we have Mr. Whiskers. Now, Mr. Whiskers, how does it feel to be a cat?
Meow.
Well said, Mr. Whiskers. Now, what's your take on the global fascination with unusual pets?
Meow.
That is a perfectly valid point indeed. Thank you for sharing your insights, Mr. Whiskers.
Meow.
It seems Mr. Whiskers is a bit of a minimalist when it comes to words. Well, there you have it, dear listeners, a glimpse into the quirky and lovable world of unusual pets from around the globe. I want to extend my gratitude to our special guests for shedding light on these extraordinary companions, and thank you for joining us on this episode of Paws and Claws. Until next time, keep your hearts open to the weird and wonderful creatures that share our homes and our hearts. I'm Jackson Welgan. Goodbye for now.